When Willie Mays passed away, I wrote a reading baseball piece on his brilliant career. When I came into WSIU's studio to tape the piece, Brad Palmer, who has been the life-saving editor and contributor to Reading Baseball since it first aired in 2004, asked me, now that Willie Mays was gone, who is now the greatest living ballplayer? I thought Brad's question was both fascinating and daunting. While it meant conjuring up the names of so many great ballplayers from the past, it also meant learning which great players were still alive. I'd also have to decide what skills qualify a player as the greatest ever. Willie Mays' former manager, Leo Durocher, said that to be a superstar, a player has to excel in hitting, hitting with power, fielding, running, and throwing. If I accepted Durocher's qualifications, I'd have to eliminate great defensive players like the Cardinals' Ozzie Smith, who didn't hit with power. Durocher's qualifications would also eliminate Hall of Fame pitchers like Nolan Ryan, Sandy Koufax, and Dennis Eckersley, because they achieved greatness with solely their skill at throwing a baseball. If we accept Durocher's five skills, there are several players today who qualify as the greatest living player, including dozens in the Baseball Hall of Fame, beginning alphabetically with Johnny Bench and ending with Robin Yount. Most of them are outfielders, but we have a catcher in Bench and several infielders, including Mike Schmidt, Joe Morgan, and the Cubs' Ryan Sandberg. There are also several players who, while they achieved greatness in their careers, are not in the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose, who has the most hits in baseball history, is banned from baseball because he bet on games, including those plays by his Reds when he was the team's manager. Barry Bonds, who hit the most home runs in baseball history, isn't banned from the Hall of Fame, but he's been shunned by voters so far because they believe he used steroids. But even if Rose and Bonds didn't have a blot on their brilliant careers, they wouldn't qualify for the greatest living player because they both had, at best, average throwing arms. There are only a handful of players alive today who had all five of Durocher's superstar skills in their careers, and only two that clearly stand out. It's hard to pass over the likes of Johnny Bench, Mike Schmidt, Frank Robinson, Carl Yastrzemski, and Robin Yount, or a Cub or two like Andre Dawson and Billy Williams, or a Cardinal like Albert Pujols. But if I had to pick the greatest living player, my vote would go to Dave Winfield or Ken Griffey Jr. They were clearly the greatest players of their time and arguably the greatest players living today. While Dave Winfield doesn't have the statistics to match up with Willie Mays, he was clearly one of baseball's greatest athletes. He is the only figure in sports history to be drafted by four major league sports, the National Football League, the National Basketball Association, the American Basketball Association, and Major League Baseball. A 12-time All-Star, he played the majority of his 23 career from 1973 to 1992 with the San Diego Padres and New York Yankees, and never played a game in the minor leagues. He did, however, play one game in Carbondale against the Baseball Salukis when he was in college at Minnesota. Ken Griffey Jr., who spent most of his career with Seattle and Cincinnati, is the only player living today whose statistics match up with Willie Mays. Like Mays, he was the greatest center fielder of his generation, winning 10 Gold Gloves. He was also a 13-time All-Star and an American League MVP in a career that spanned 23 years, from 1989 to 2010. He had both power and speed, led the American League four times in home runs, and stole 184 bases. If I had to choose between Dave Winfield or Ken Griffey Jr. as today's greatest living player, I'd have to pick Griffey. While Dave Winfield was a great athlete, no one played the game as well as Ken Griffey Jr. He was the Willie Mays of his generation. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.